Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I am really very excited about this segment, and we have a very unique opportunity to present to you. There's so many people that talk about the elections and what happened. We just had quite a bit of coverage here on the program about the Arizona audit and what really went on there and where the real concerns are, as 17,000 duplicates, a variety of issues that existed coming out of there that, of course, the mainstream media does not want to report. I'm very pleased to have my constitutional attorney, David Shostokas, with us, along with Sheriff Jim Root, who fought in Macon County for 2 years. And we'll get that story coming to you right now. David, set the table for us, if you would be so kind, and welcome.
Yes, thank you, Greg. Good morning. Yes, in November 2018, there was an election for sheriff in Macon County, Illinois, which of which the county seat is Decatur, Illinois. That's in central Illinois, and many people may know a little bit about Decatur because, in fact, it's the birthplace of the Bears and professional football. But besides all that, they had an election in November 2018 for county sheriff. And that election was determined to be for the Democrat sheriff by one vote, by a single vote. And then a number of things took place, not the least of which was the discovery of a couple of ballots laying on a clerk's desk. And the story goes on from there. But ultimately, there was a contest on that election, and that Democrat sheriff had been seated as the sheriff. And over the next 2.5 years, the election contest took place in court. And on June 21st, 2021, 2.5 years later, our common guest, Sheriff Jim Root of Macon County, Illinois, was sworn in as sheriff after this contest of an election. So the fact is people that tell you to sit down, shut up, and take the results that have been certified, this is an example of why that's wrong. And with us today is the 25-year law enforcement veteran, Sheriff Jim Root. Jim, say hello to everybody.
Well, I'd like to thank you for having me on your show and to explain my challenge and my perseverance in the 2018 election. It was a long road. It definitely took a toll on me with my faith and everything. So that was one of those things that you just have to continue on once you start this path. You don't want to go into it without having all your people behind you and people, encouraging you to do the right thing. So
Sure. Well, so first of all, talk to me about, what took place? You were in this election. They say you've lost by one vote. Now they discovered that there are votes that they did not count. And you know, at what point is an automatic? It seems to me like there would have been an automatic recount because of how close it was to begin with. Was that the case for you there in Macon County, Illinois?
Well, there's a little bit more to that because on election night, it was determined that I was the winner by 99 votes, and those 99 votes was, you know, a pretty good sized margin for being able to pull off an election. And I had talked with people who said, well, there's no way he's going to pick up 99 votes of provisionals and mail-in ballots. Well, if you take your mind back, or I mean, I know David would understand this, but in 2020, this was a governor's election. The governor had pushed out these mail-in ballot initiatives to be able to get people to vote more from home. At the conclusion of the 99, I understood that I was going to be the winner. Well, after in Illinois, there's 20 days before the certification process takes place. And on the day that they went to certify and count all the mail-in ballots, there was about 284 mail-in ballots that came in. And my opponent picked up 3-1 on that number. So 3-1, which is really unheard of on a ballot, mail-in ballot numbers. So he picked up 3-1, which would put him over by one vote. So that was that one vote that he was more than me. So we it was one of those things that you're like, this would never happen. I was assured there's no possible way this has never happened, that anybody had ever picked up 3-1. Usually it's about 50-50 on mail-in.
Right.
So it was one of those anomalies that just took place.
And then they found two uncounted ballots that were sitting on the clerk's desk that were for you, that were for some reason missed and not included. So that would have put you over by one at that point, correct?
Well, it kind of boils down to we started our, you know, after the 99 vote that he picked up 101 votes, and, you know, he was one by one. We started the election contesting process, discovery process. We started announcing that we were planning on doing a discovery process to see if there was any improprieties or any errors that were made. And then it was brought to our attention that the clerk had received two ballots from a precinct in, which was a Republican precinct in the northern part of Macon County. And they were brought into the central count after the closing of the machines, and they were given to the clerk, who put them in the vault and reluctantly forgot about them and didn't count them.
Okay. And so now you've got a strong basis for the case that you brought, which was contesting the results of this election. Now, but it took up until just recently, right, for you to finally be awarded the victory. How many hearings did you have to go through? And talk to us a little bit about that process.
Well, I mean, first of all, we filed our petition to contest the results, and then immediately was hit with resistance, motion to dismiss, motion for summary judgment. There was a number of different court filings that was filed to prevent us from even presenting our case to the judge, which, you know, takes some time. There was a substitution of judges. They, you know, didn't agree to the judge that was assigned to it, so then it had to be reassigned. So it was more of a process of do whatever needed to be done in order to prevent this thing from going forward before we even got to the case.
Wow. Okay. And of course, you know, I think part of this, David, that folks need to understand is that these kinds of matters and these kinds of issues, when they go into the legal system like this, they take time. It's not something where it just, you know, overnight now. I mean, you would hope that it would, right? You would hope for a fair and speedy trial. But nonetheless, as the sheriff is saying, they did everything they could to try to make sure that this thing didn't get adjudicated and you know, was delayed. And the delay has been over 2 years. And I think that that's part of the message here relative to understanding even the process that we're in right now about what happened in the results of the presidential election in 2020, but also some Senate seats and some House seats and a variety of litigation that's going on.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. I think that's something that people miss regularly is in terms of, well, how come you didn't decide this sooner? You didn't decide it right, or how come it takes so long? And that's because the process is put together actually ultimately to, in fact, get it right. And that's one of the reasons that, in fact, it takes so long. And, of course, there's plenty of, as Sheriff Root indicated, there's plenty of legal roadblocks that the folks that are opposing the election, you know, election adjudication, if they're opposing that, there's plenty of roadblocks that they can put in and hopefully either delay or, you know, get the contestant, in this case, Sheriff Root, get him tired and say, okay, that's enough. I'm going to give up. And you know, so there's all kinds of roadblocks that can happen. And that's often the strategy. And certainly that's stuff that I saw while I was involved in 2020 litigation is, you know, there's a lot of work on that. And they even change judges and things like that. So the process is slow and it's designed to be adversarial. And in most circumstances, of the world, you know, it probably does work to get to the truth. But in these situations where people are going to have executive authority or important authority, like the sheriff of Macon County, Illinois, people are anxious. They want it over with.
Right.
They want a resolution rather than seeing to it that it gets right. One of the key things that happened here is. Ultimately, we'll get back to the sheriff, but there's a provision in Illinois that's a ballot security, ballot integrity provision, that when the voter gets his ballot before it goes in to be counted, it's initialed by one of the election judges on the scene to see to it so that you, if you go back later and say, okay, well, this ballot was certified, you know, as properly given to a voter and properly let into the machine, et cetera, by an election judge. In this election, there were several hundred that were never certified by an election judge. And this turns out to be probably the difference in terms of the election, in terms of Sheriff Root being in place. It was the avoidance or the missing portion of a security matter, in which case there's several hundred ballots in those circumstances. Nobody really can verify or guarantee where they came from. And that's one of the important lessons of I think, you know, the sheriff's experience in terms of when we try and tell people that these integrity measures are important, nobody's looking to be disenfranchised. We're just making sure that everybody who's enfranchised does not have their votes washed out.
That their votes count. Right.
Ballot.
Right. That their votes count.
So.
All right. Now, I did notice in the article from May on WAND Channel 17 there in Decatur, Illinois, indicating that the individual who has now lost the election was saying that he planned to appeal. Is there an appeal in place? Are they looking to try to change this once again? We'll talk about that when we get back, and you know, and then really the, you know, the finality, so that Sheriff Root can do the job that the people of his county, Macon County, have elected him to do. And we, again, appreciate someone that's willing to fight for the people's interests. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And it is truly, truly my pleasure. And I want to thank David Shostokas for making this connection and making it possible for us to have Sheriff Jim Root of Macon County, Illinois, on the program with us. Sheriff Root battled for over 2 years in order to basically prove what the voters had done in Macon County, Illinois, and that is elect him as the rightful sheriff. The case is done. It's finished. No more appeals. However, Sheriff, now you're in campaign mode, literally right off the bat, and you've got about a year and a half to serve, and then effort to win re-election. But talk to us about, you know, what you've inherited there and the things that you are now trying to do for the people of Macon County.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went right from a legal fight straight into campaign mode. And actually, there was already I already had a person that had announced that they were going to run against me as a Republican before my court case was actually settled. So that was my first hurdle. And this person, I'm not going to go mention the names because they've since then have announced that they've suspended their campaign. But, and, you know, this was even before they formed a committee before, long before my case was settled. And then they announced that they were running before my case was settled. And then my case got settled and I was adjudicated as the right winner of the 2018 election. So
right,
as soon as I was sworn into office, there was a transition with my Democratic counterpart. It was a smooth transition. He, mm-hmm, you know, was very cordial with, and we'd been friends. We grew up in the same high school. We, you know, both of us 25, 30 year, he was a 30-year veteran of the department. So we had a good working relationship, but you know, it's, one of those things that, as soon as you get it done with one fight, you go right into the next fight. And now I've got another Republican candidate who's announced that he's going to run against me in you know, in Macon County. So I'm still in campaign mode. I've had absolutely no break, and I'm going into this next election cycle.
All right. Well, let's talk some nuts and bolts about that. As a sheriff there in Macon County, I was making mention in my last segment about, you know, the border crisis. I'm in Texas, but how literally sheriffs across the country are saying every city, every town, every county is a border county because what's happening at our border is impacting citizens all across the country. Are you seeing an impact in Macon County, and what kind of things are you doing there that to perhaps mitigate some of that?
Well, we're not really seeing a large intake of you know, illegal, you know, immigrants, whether it's from the Mexican side or, you know, the Haitian side or anything like that. But, you know, we do see a change in the economy because of the way that, you know, the money's flowing, you know, with the COVID crisis and mm-hmm, everything that else is going on. It's like one fight after another when it comes to, you know, some of these regulations that the state is pushing down to us.
Very good. Well, we wish you the very best, Sheriff, and I hope that we can, you know, get you back on as you continue now your campaign, but also as you continue your service both to Macon County and to Illinois and to our nation at large. Our sheriffs, I mean, constitutionally, the sheriff is the most important office as far as law and order is concerned in every county. And so we salute you and appreciate you and appreciate your service in that capacity. David, thanks for bringing Sheriff Jim to us. We appreciate that. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Rick Manning joins us. We'll dig into, do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations nations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.